The content of this program is intended for a blind and visually impaired audience. From the North Carolina Reading Service, I am Shadate Hargett Hill, and this is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I will be bringing you stories from Haley.edu, TheBlindGuide.com, WondersList.com, and all the information, education, stories of inspiration, all in hopes that you will connect to your own success. Let's get started with the 10 most inspirational and famous blind people. The blind has eyes and they also cry. Talent of any kind lies in the mind. Creativity, on the other hand, derives purely from the robust and deepest depths of one's constantly active imagination, which in general is a huge door opened of many of things unimaginable. Everything of a genius that we see, experience, or have within the possession of our grasp have all started from a brilliant idea at which masterminded and crafted, tired and tested by some of the most extraordinary minds in human history. Before discussing about famous blind people, here are some examples of geniuses who revolutionized things of the world that are still under development from their initial concept, which would be in the names that are cast in history stone, such as Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Edison, and the rest of the greats that we have learned about sometime in our lives. There is no limit to how creative somebody can be or how far the average human's mind is supposed to wander. Just like these extraordinary people mentioned, there are also people who have made a high place for themselves on a world scale and are famously known for a certain remarkable character or soul within them that preserved and endued an immeasurable much of what even normal and able people would have not been able to cope with. Despite each one being blind, they have not let their inability of sight to stop them from being who they were ultimately born to be and to do what they were gifted to do. Below, we look at the 10 best famous blind people in ranking them of popularity, success, achievements, and other things which they have accomplished or that makes them remarkable that's unmatched to even some normal and able people of the world. Starting with number 10, Doc Watson. A man that's been around since the 1920s can be traditionally recognized and acknowledged by many through the years and can certainly not be forgotten by the folks and locals as well as the rest of the people around the world that he's influenced. Also, Watson is among the most famous blind people, being a traditional guitarist and singer, which his parents have naturally influenced onto him, which he eventually passed on to his children too. Despite Doc being blind and darkness was all he could remember, Doc has created somewhat of a lively, colorful richness through his life via the music, which was a passageway to live his life just as every other normal human being. Sadly, being gifted to live till the golden age, super lucky age of 89, he has failed to his demise at which he passed away in his home. Yet the legend in Mr. Watson's name continues to live on by other influenced and aspiring artists in his genre and who reign in his evergreen legacy of traditional folk music. For All That Jazz, she's been highly acclaimed and made famous for being somewhat of a female version of a jazzy funkster. Jazz being her trademark genre, many around the world who don't appreciate meaningful music where real artists sing with their real computerized voices and play real musical instruments, this is undoubtedly raw talent. But most, where most would be discriminate and judge jazz as being boring, even without listening to it, but purely because there's this norm created by youngsters that where songs have words in it and not groovy beat, then it's considered an ancient music. At number 9, Diane Schur. On the other hand, despite being ranked among the famous blind people, has this fiery passion towards adding a little essence of funk to jazz music and has been kicking it all around the world while creating a name for herself in the process. And she most definitely won in that regard. And it's through her beautifully angel voice that she sings and communicates to the world. Everything is seen through her music, which is remarkable. Oh, and she can play the piano too, which makes it even more interesting to say that even some people who do have the gift of eyes that can actually see won't know a clue of what to do and how to play one. She has more radiance, beauty, and hope of life than someone normal people who have everything. At number 8, David Paterson. Being the only governor of New York to be partially blind is definitely a bold statement that says everything extraordinary in itself. Paterson is one of the top famous blind people who is truly revered. This is also something that proves that New York City hasn't been that judgy and discriminating after all, as they have given a fair chance to David Paterson to be partially blind and to have been African American, which immediately should have told you about his struggle in living in America, to be elected and to have taken a fair and well-deserved seat in being governor of New York. This also speaks a statement of brilliance in his character and mindset, as well as political views and actions toward changing it for the better. It's also not very often that we see a partially blind person that also pursued a passion for basketball. And yes, you bet that Lieutenant Governor Paterson, with the former governor as one of his opponents, looks fair competition went further than just who nets the basket in this case. If this doesn't motivate people to become successful and to never give up on their dreams and who they were destined to be, despite whatever physical challenges they have to face, then I don't know what else would. At number 7, Dana Elkar. If you've grown up in the 1980s, you have loved TV series. After all, color television and MTV was great, wasn't it? The only form of entertaining thing around the household besides sex. During the 80s, Roller Coaster, Decade of Magic featured MacGyver, who in terms of the best TV series actors has played is a role as highly educated scientist that uses science to get out of somewhat life-threatening situations. Speaking of MacGyver, Dana Elkar, on the other hand, has been his co-star throughout the series, and the way in which he has played his role is exceptional. He was able to exhibit so much of an aura and charismatic traits during playing his role as Peter Thornton, and so brilliantly did it without blatantly making it known of his blindness on screen. Although viewers may have picked up slightly, it would have taken a very attentive to detail type of scrutinized to pick it up. Nevertheless, he's one of the most famous blind people that we loved back in the 80s and still remember today. Dana Elkar is also famous for acting in several movies in the reigning of his acting career, more in the 80s. His marvelous appearance and longtime role in MacGyver has certainly made him one of the most famous blind people. And number 6, Jose Feliciano. Jose Feliciano is a man that seemed to have left off steamy Latino, seemed to be letting out steamy Latino heat in his charming demeanor and striking appearance throughout his music career. It would have been the greatest gift to him to have seen his live audience cheer to the magical sound of his music. Revival single of Feliz Navidad, being a hit song especially around Christmas, surely does bring about the Christmas spirit all year round. Whether we're listening to it on our headphones, the car, or indulging in the traditional Christmas turkey at the family dinner table while playing this on our home stereos, surely a catchy tune and could make even the most stern person want to sing along. The world couldn't forget the all-time classic also sung by Jose, which remains an evergreen track till this day, with it being contemporary melodic symphony, Ain't No Sunshine. The song sung by Jose is rather ironical since Jose is blind, and the lyrics of it reads as, Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It must really be painful to have lived in darkness for so long. Not so bad, being that this is a world-renowned musician. At number 5, Jeff Healey. Norman Jeffrey Healey, or simply Jeff, as he's been known to thousands of fans globally and also as a Canadian icon since the 80s and 90s, as well as the yesteryears, it's rather hard to forget the blind man that sold millions of albums across the world. His eccentric and captivating voice and ability to perform an outstanding and immediately attention magnet type of guitar riff on stage. There is a common factor that some of the most famous blind people are musicians. This proves that everybody, regardless of their inabilities that make them different from people who have the gift of sight and hearing, has a talent within them that most certainly needs to be discovered, and that one can still make a success of their lives with a drive and motivation, and to never let anyone, no matter how negative it may be, of an impact to one's life, to never let that stand you, never let that stop you from achieving what you desire and aspire to do or to become. Jeff, unlike the rest, has a trademark style which makes Higgs extremely unique from other guitarists. The first being is that he is blind, a blind guitarist, and what is more remarkable is the fact that he could place the guitar on his lap and strum each string perfectly, which isn't very easy to do. Jeff also recorded a song that was featured on the late Patrick Swayze's The Roadhouse. At number 4, Casey Harris. In case you didn't know, Casey Harris is a rock star and ranked among the most famous blind people ever. Heck yeah! Rock band ex-ambassadors owes a great deal of their success to Mr. Harris above the rest of the contributing singers and instrumentalists of the band. Being a pianist isn't easy whether you have eyes or not, let alone being blind. This speaks of a natural-born talent that has been discovered and mastered over time by Casey since as far as he can remember. Influenced by the greats and now a man of his own with no guidance or reliance of anybody. The indie rock band ex-ambassadors have been a more recent establishment in the rock genre of the music industry, and Mr. Harry has been taking piano lessons since childhood, which made him be in total control of his adult life thereafter. Common people would think, piece of cake, any blind man can play a piano as its fingers-based instrument. The piano that Harris plays, however, isn't your average funeral song fat lady piano. The odds of rock stars having a piano as one of their primary instruments are rather odd, which is why Casey plays a synthesizer MDI loaded keyboard. Synthesizer keyboards can be regarded as the heart of where all funky music beats pump from. It takes from that. Let's say that again. Synthesizer keyboards can be regarded as the heart of where all the funky music beats pump from, and it takes more than the average pianist to be blind and to play a sophisticated keyboard such as the Nord Stage 2. At number 3, Ray Charles. If a youngster had to see a picture of Ray Charles, he'd probably idolize him or report back about him to somebody as the old man with the shades on. Blind men are known for using dark shades, which is somewhat ironical and creates a bit of humor to those that won't understand the reason behind why a blind man will prominently use dark glasses. Funny, isn't it? Well, not quite so. The reason behind people using dark shades has nothing to do with style purposes, although Ray Charles does have stylish dark shades. The main reason in most cases would be to prevent insensitivity in the eyes from the light that normal sighted eyes can withstand easily. Ray Charles is one of the most famous blind people on the planet, and has mastered being a singer, pianist and songwriter, as well as carving his name in his musical career as the granddaddy of blind musicians, and particularly for being able to blend jazz, gospel, country, and pop into his songs. A happy old man with a smile always despite the constant darkness he saw. Unfortunately, Sir Charles is late and has passed away June 10th, 2004, yet still an inspiration to several blind persons with the potential of music talent to follow in his footsteps. At number two, Andrea Bocelli. Ever since the late 17th century, the world has seen and heard the magical symphony sounds and compositions of Beethoven, and all this with in the birth of Italian home grounds, and through recorded music of gold and treasure sounds distributed through the world to hear. There is a certain mastery that has been passed from generation to generation and has been made world class by tenors and classical musicians such as the late king of Italian opera, Luciano Pavarotti, and more towards the late 19th century, passed on a legacy to Andrea Bocelli. Andrea has the voice of a man that you'd want to listen to very carefully, especially at a live show. And even if you're not exactly a classical musical fan, this is where the beauty of the sound, which classical music of sentimental depth and meaning would have on the ears of almost any person who appreciates music. Being blind never stopped Andrea, who has revived music of Luciano Pavarotti's music, but with Bocelli's vocal style. The art we can respect dearly when it comes to Andrea Bocelli is his ability to master each sound, each hymn, each vocal note, or high-pitched verse is sung with voice precision and a level of professionalism which creates a sense of exclusivity to the person, which is remarkable in all sense. Andrea Bocelli can be considered as one of the greats in the same line as Pavarotti. Verdi, most definitely one of the most famous blind people that the world admires deeply and loves. Oh, and at number one, Stevie Wonder. Yes, you guessed it. The most famous blind man who ranks number one on this list is here not for no reason. See, as the decades pass, music fades too. Singers who were popular in the 50s would not be such a hit in the modern era, not with youngsters and not with elders either, as their memories seem to weaken with their age too. Although it's a stone cold and carved in the sky fact that music, regardless of what decade or century it was, lives on timelessly, as it always a discovery by the music fanatics that will be found and revived or manifested to create common knowledge to others who are ignorant of these things. It's always been the case that the same things that somebody would have missed in music, somebody else with a strong ear would have picked up, revived, and made a hit again, with a blended trend of incorporating popular culture and modernization into it. And here walks in Stevie Wonder, who at number one on this list of the most famous people, because where Italian opera and rock music are listed, are listened to by specific people, everybody enjoys the funk of pop music with a style of retro to it. Stevie Wonder's 80s hits, I Just Called to Say I Love You, can still be listened to as fresh as it was when the song came out. Wonder has also sung alongside with Michael Jackson and another person on the list, Ray Charles, too, in one of the main verses of We Are the World, which is yet another evergreen song people love and has been resurrected by some of our newer singers as well. At the memorial services of many of the world's greatest music legends and icons, would you find Stevie Wonder playing his piano and singing his heart out into the music as every song Stevie Wonder sings? Can be considered as a heartfelt and soul-sung masterpiece, as every lyric is emphasized with passion throughout each song. So, there you have it. The top 10 most famous blind people. doing amazing things, which I hope makes you feel the same way in your life, big or small. What is a blind person's imagination like? That was one question someone asked. One day on the corner of 8th Avenue and 53rd Street in New York City, there stood on the curb, waiting to cross the avenue, an older woman with thick white growths over her both eyes, a white cane, and a patient expression on her face. The person said, "May I help you cross the street?" She smiled. "Of course, young man." He offered her his arm, and she took it gently in her hand. "What color is your jacket?" she asked. He said, "A light brown." She shook her head in annoyance. "You can see I'm blind," she said. "I don't know brown. Tell me another way." He thought for a while and said, "If you can think of the taste of caramel, that's the color of my jacket." "Oh, I love caramel or caramel," she said. "I knew it felt good." She thanked the man for helping her and tapped her way along in her dark but delicious world. Another question in Q&A that's interesting. What is it like to date a blind person? The person says, "I apologize, but this response will be long. It actually reads more like a short story, so feel free to skip it. I wanted to clue you in on as much as my experiences as I can. My first husband, who crossed over in 2005, was totally blind since birth. We met at a church that we were attending, and I was a keyboard player. He was also a musician and asked someone to introduce me to him. I spent about 3 hours with him at a Memorial Day picnic in 1986. We had a lot in common as far as music was concerned, since we both were composers and enjoy the same type of music. He took my phone number and said that he would call me on the following Friday at 10 p.m. I had a job where I worked until 9. So all throughout that week, I was obsessing about this interesting man, Michael, who happened to be 3 years younger than me. I was 24 at the time. When Friday night came around, he called me at 10:01 p.m. Now, he only lived about 10 miles from me, but this was back in the day before there were cell phones, and we happened to live in a different time zone from each other. So he kept the call short, but asked me to come to his house the next day to play some music together. When I went there, it was so much fun, jamming with someone who understood music like I did. We both were into progressive rock, jazz, and jazz fusion. I also had brought some albums of mine, like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and it opened up a new world for him musically. We started hanging out a lot and became good friends. On the 4th of July, we went to a park and sat up on a hill. We didn't actually go see the fireworks, but it was thundering and lightning outside, and he enjoyed just listening to the sounds. I described lightning to him as best I could, and we called it God's Light Show. It was that night I shyly told him that I liked him more than just a friend, and he said that the feelings were mutual. We began dating and became engaged in March of the next year. We had a very strong relationship and ended up having a sort of marriage ceremony in November of 1988. At that time, if we legally got married, his Social Security benefits would be taken away because of my income. He did become gainfully employed as a telemarketer in 1991, and we legally got married then. Dealing with the daily living skills of someone who has never seen anything, Michael had a mobility instructor who would meet with him weekly and take him through the neighborhood, helping him to navigate his way around town with the use of a cane. He never had a dog. He didn't want the hassle of cleaning up after it. But when he was with me, I always had him take my arm and I would guide him around. I probably was detrimental to him in this regard because it was easier to just lead him by the arm rather than spend the extra time watching him fumble his way with the cane. Me being blind for a weekend. 1 year on my birthday, Michael accidentally poked his finger in my eye, and I ended up with a corneal abrasion. The doctor said that I needed to rest both eyes for a couple of days in order to let the injury the injured eye heal better. So here I am wearing a scarf around my eyes and asking Michael for help. This actually was pretty comical. He led me around the house all weekend, and I got a taste of what he lived through on a daily basis, though sometimes I cheated and peered through the opening at the bottom of the scarf. 9/11. On September 11, 2001, about 8 hours after Twin Towers collapsed, I was at work. He called me from the hospital and said that he was in a burn unit in a hospital about 30 miles away from home. Apparently, he had lit a cigarette and his beard caught fire, and the fire spread to parts of his face and chest. Instinctively, he knew to roll on the carpet to put the fire out. He was an Eagle Scout. Well, he needed Flight for Life to come and get him, but they had to have authorization for President Bush and have military planes accompany the medical helicopter to the hospital. He was in so much pain, and I spent every free moment with him. Luckily, he healed pretty quickly, but needed a skin graft, which they took from his leg. At that time, 9/11 was the farthest thing from my mind. Unfortunately, this story doesn't have a happy ending. Micah began experiencing severe pain in his muscles and various parts of his body beginning in 2003. We went to the ER several times and to family practitioners who kept giving him pain medications, but didn't know what the cause of it was. He sometimes would fall down for no apparent reason, which wasn't due to obstacles that was in his way that he stumbled upon because of his blindness. He was referred to a neurologist who ran a battery of tests, and he was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy. It is a syndrome stemming from the autonomic nervous system. Anyway, we had to have a home health care practitioner come every day because he was going downhill rapidly, and I couldn't take care of him properly. Final stages of Michael's life in a nursing home. He was put in a nursing home for his horrible progressive illness. I watched him succumb to a wheelchair, but for all a while, he could still play his keyboard. His entire body became riff, stiff, swollen. One day when I visited him, I was also excited because I had figured out how to play a very difficult Genesis song on the keyboard. So I played it for him. Usually, he would compliment me on things like this, but not this time. He had completely lost the use of his right hand. And we're going to continue this story for the next episode next month. So please stay tuned to listen to the rest of this, okay? Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our half hour together. The content of this program is intended for a blind and visually impaired audience from the North Carolina Reading Service. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Connect to Success and hope you were touched a little bit by what was said. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call back at 919-832-5138. I am Shadate Hargett Hill. This is Connect to Success. See you next time on the radio.